BC General Employees Union, BCGEU, workers in Vernon are on strike, and while they don't have a picket line in town to take part in currently, they're looking to share information about the job action with people on the streets. 15 BCGEU members were at Civic Memorial Park Thursday morning to share insights about the strike and answer clarifying questions from the public. The group told the Morning Star they work remotely from Vernon and the area to their headquarters in Victoria when they're on the job. Since they're not currently working and picket lines haven't cropped up in Vernon yet, they're spending time in the park where they had a booth set up with informative flyers, ready to speak about the job action that's been ongoing since September 2nd. In addition to passers-by, the group said they've had a number of members from different unions, as well as the BC Teachers Federation, come and ask questions. There's a lot of misinformation that is being reported about what we're asking for, so we're just kind of hoping to clear that up, said union employee Tori Reed. We're not asking for 15%. We're asking for 4% in the first year and 4.25% in the second year, or whatever's less, based on inflation. It's not an astronomical amount. It's, in my opinion, bare minimum. It's not just about wages. Investing in employees instead of costly private contractors is another ask. Government contracts out a lot of work, and it's way more expensive to do that than just doing it in-house and actually hiring the people that are within the government to do it, Reed said. There's also a virtual picket line for remote workers which had 500 employees on it Thursday morning, Reed said. Fact-checking is part of the ethos behind the group's intentions. We have a research team, so if people have any questions from citizens that we can't answer, we can bring that to the research team that can then fact-check, said member Melissa LeCavalier. Teams have gone out and picked up garbage off the side of highways, displaying BCGEU colors and lettering to get the word out about the strike in a positive way, said Reed. That's what we're doing because we can't be in Victoria on our picket lines, she said. Speaking to the Morning Star on Wednesday evening, BCGEU President Paul Finch said union workers voted 93% to strike rather than accept the BC government's latest offer in late August, and since then, the province has declined to put another offer on the table. There's been no negotiations, he said. I brought an entire bargaining committee to Victoria last week, and government didn't show up. The union's internal surveys showed 22% of its membership are working a second or third job, and contracts fell below inflation over the last 3 years, Finch said. We've seen the labor market go up, wages go up, and so today, a civil servant in BC on average makes 2.7% less than the average British Columbian wage, Finch said. The Vernon Group plans to be in the park every day from 8 a.m. until noon until the government is willing to come back to the negotiation table or a Vernon picket line is formed. LeCavalier said virtually everyone who's stopped by and learned a thing or two has been supportive of the strike. They're just like, we're here with you, she said. We're getting lots of honks, Reed added. Sharing information is enough for now, but Reed said the group is hoping for a picket line in town in order to take part in the strike more directly. More than 4,000 government workers across 22 BC sites are taking part in the job action.